Good morning everyone and welcome to healthcare update of this first day of December 2021. Dr. Reddy's Laboratories is exploring possibilities to export domestically made doses of Russia's COVID-19 vaccine after the company has struggled to register meaningful sales in India. Presently, company share in India is merely 0.1% of total administered doses. NPPA has clarified that commercial issues, terms, disputes between dealers, distributors, stockists and pharma companies are not within its purview and hence NPPA will not be dealing with the same. Clarification was issued after several complaints about pharma companies refusing to appoint certain distributors, stockists, etc. were received by NPPA. Lupin has launched a comprehensive learning platform, Skyflix, for postgraduate medical students of pulmonology. The platform is also mobile adaptable. Commerce Ministry has recommended imposition of anti-dumping duty on import from China of active ingredient ceftriaxone sodium sterile, recommendation being based on probe initiated after complaint from local manufacturers Nectar Life Sciences and Sterile India. According to a study published in the Lancet Infectious Diseases Journal, vaccine effectiveness of Covishield against COVID-19 infection in fully vaccinated individuals was found to be 63% between April and May, when the second wave was at its peak in India. Government has clarified in Rajya Sabha that National Technical Advisory Group on Immunization and National Expert Group on Vaccine Administration for COVID-19 are presently deliberating and considering scientific evidence related to dose schedule of COVID-19 vaccines as well as the need and justification for booster dose. Dusa Pharmaceuticals, an arm of Sun Pharma, has settled a litigation with Bio Frontera over misappropriation of trade secrets and unfair practice, under which Dusa will receive $22.5 million from Bio Frontera. And to end update today, online pharmacies PharmEasy and Tata owned 1MG are going offline by setting up physical stores on their own as well as franchisee owned stores to widen their user base. This is all from healthcare space today. We wish you a good trading day. Bye bye.